everybody. This is Rhino. Help me, man. And I have enjoyed each and every minute I get to share this podcast with you. I spend hours upon hours, sometimes even days, tabulating this podcast and putting it together. So I get that a lot of you really like this podcast. You really like what it's being said in the podcast. You guys really enjoy what it takes to make a podcast like this. There's times where you feel the stress and the burdens of work. You feel the stress and the burdens of life. And this podcast doesn't interfere with that. I still get to enjoy my life. I still get to see people who mean a lot to me. And I still get to connect with the people around me. So, what happens then? What happens when the going gets tough? What happens when you are going through something? Well, have no fear. I will always be putting out a podcast once a week. Until this takes off or until it gets bigger than it already is, I will only make it a weekly thing. And so far, it's been, you know, the typical day you guys listen to the podcast. That's probably when it comes out. So I get to enjoy creating this. I spend hours and days, like I said, being able to put this podcast together. And I really like the topic I chose for today because it's very something that we can all relate to when it comes to the three disciplines that I always try to relate the topics to. So the topic I have for today is creating. We know what creating is. You see people create TV shows. You see people create characters. You see people do stuff in the news. They're all creating in their own unique way. And creating is what helps our country grow and what helps each and every one of us get something new out of life. It allows us to see something new when it comes to life and its circumstances. So, creating is the best when I think of it like this. You ever see kids when they play at the park or they play at the beach or meeting kids at different parts of the world? There's some of them that will start to build a sandcastle. Some of them will play at the park and they'll start excavating the sand or whatever thing is in the playground. And they'll start moving it. And pretty soon they move it into creating either a sandcastle, creating something else. And then they fine-tune it and they fine-mold it into what they want it to be. Creation is what us humans allow us to make things from something. It's something that starts out as nothing, but then it becomes something. It's how we build relationships. We start out as just kind of acquaintances or high five buddies. And then all of a sudden, we're grabbing dinner together or we're talking to people in our lives. And each and every one of those is creating. You're creating a new memory. You're creating a new experience. And you're creating something that is bigger than who you are. Creation is what I set out for when it came to this podcast. When I first started this podcast, I came in with the idea I wanted to break down concepts with something physical so you could actually see it or you could touch it. Something physical like that, something mental that would describe it, and something spiritual. That was my takeaway when I first started this podcast. And it's only propelled from there. I started adding book reviews. I started adding topic questions. I started adding a Reddit server so that people could reach out and ask me questions so that I can start putting these questions on the podcast. And it's been a joy seeing how it's grown from nothing into something. I've seen people constantly stop me in the street saying, "Wow, that was a really good podcast. Oh my." So we continue to build. We're building out the framework of this podcast. We're putting things together. We're continuing to fix things and fine-tune things and mold things into what they need to become. So, what does that mean moving forward? Well, here's what my tip is for each and every one of you. Create something. Maybe try something new in a relationship. Like, say you really want to build a relationship with this friend. Well, maybe you guys have just been talking like small talk. Maybe try to ask them something to get to know them deeper. Maybe ask them if they want to grab a cup of coffee after work. Ask them if they would like to meet on the weekend. You know, there's different ways to connect with people and to bond with people. And work on making something you set out to do a few years ago. Maybe you have that painting that you've been wanting to finish. Maybe you have that scarf you wanted to knit for your grandmother or something. Go and make that. Work on it. Take 5 minutes and work on it tonight. You'll be amazed at what you can do if you put a little time and discipline into anything. When I was thinking of mentality and mentally creating, when I think of mental creativity, I think of all the decisions and mind games I play with my head. I found this article that really explains the science of creativity. It's by Hilary Grigonis, The Science of Creativity, What Happens in Your Brain When You Create. The brain has different lobes or regions that all handle different tasks. And while you can blame that stupid decision you made as a teenager on your frontal lobe, creative thought doesn't have a dedicated area of the brain where those innovative ideas come from. In a Psychology Today article, Grant Hilary Brenner, MD, FAPA, explains that the brain has three different networks. A default network is the brain's inactive mode. The executive network is the decision and emotional center. And the salience network determines what things you will always notice and what things you don't. A major theory suggests that creativity happens with those networks problem solving together. An idea supported by a group of psychology experts from Harvard, Yale, and others. They used MRIs to predict an individual's creativity level earlier this year. When the researchers compared brain scans to participants engaging in creative work compared to those that were not trying a creative task, the researchers found more connections between the areas commonly associated with those three networks. For creativity, scientists hypothesized that the big three operate as a team. The default mode network generates ideas. The executive control network evaluates them, and the salience network helps to identify which ideas get passed along to the executive control network, Brenner writes. An individual's creativity is likely a mix of genetics and experience, but more of the latter. Several studies support the idea that creativity runs in families. But for every study on the brain's link to creativity, there's another on how psychology, not just physiology, helps wire the brain for creative expression. Studies of children in particular show that watching someone else be creative, viewing a fantasy film, and unstructured play encourages new insights, analytical thinking, and creativity. Cultivating creativity doesn't have to be done exclusively in childhood. However, additional studies suggest that habits like writing down new ideas, trying new things, and regularly learning on unfamiliar topics can help foster creativity. Further studies explore the connection to getting enough sleep, spending time outdoors, or holding brainstorming sessions at work as ways to boost creativity. Divergent thinking, or the ability to explore multiple solutions to a problem, is another way to engage the creative mind. Creative thinking can be boosted through play, practice, and experience. The science of creativity suggests some choices can dampen creative thinking. Creativity is innovation without constraints. But the constraints of scientific research does help us understand where exactly creativity comes from. Researchers are just beginning to peel back the layers of creative expression. However, understanding the science of creativity, along with the factors that encourage and discourage those new ideas, can help creatives better understand their own process. Now, that was a lot to unpack, and I actually skipped around on some things that I didn't think were relevant to this podcast. But think in your mind about how you create things is the tip I can give for you, and what makes you best as a creator when it comes to mind things that you try to create. Maybe you're good at telling a story. Work on that. Maybe you're good at making decisions. Continue to get better at that. Continue to fix it and continue to work on it. There's so many different ways that we can continue to build on and continue to be better at as we move forward. So, think about those things as you're making that decision, as you're working on that project or struggling to find creativity in something that maybe has become mundane or unimportant to you. Now we come to one of my favorite portions, spirituality. God is the maker of heaven and earth. God is the savior of you and me. God has touched each and every one of us. God has shaped and adapted and trained our minds for the new things of the new days ahead of us. God has made every day and made it in his image. God has seen every day and he has seen every part of everyone's life. Wow, what an amazing God we serve. Someone who wants what's best for us. Someone who is willing to shape us and change us for his name above all names. God is for us. Who can be against us? He is the maker of heaven and earth. He has, even on Revelation Day, he hasn't even told the angels. That's the best kept secret of what's going to happen. It's amazing what our God has done, what our God does and continues to do in each and every one of us. God created David. God created Elijah. God created Adam. God created Sarah. God has created every man and woman in the Bible, and he's created both you and me, and he's made each of us unique and in his image. Psalm 139:13-14 in the ESV. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Wow. He has made us fearfully and wonderfully made. He has made each and every one of us a champion for his cause, a champion for who he is, a champion for what God continues to do and what God continues to bless with us each and every day. Jeremiah 32:17 in the ESV. Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Jeremiah put it best. Jeremiah said, our God has made everything. Our God has created everything. Our God has saved us from everything. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. He is higher than any other. He is with us even in the valleys. He's with us on our mountaintops. He's with us when we're screaming at the top of our lungs. We did it. We are saved. Praise the God of heaven and earth, the God of angel armies, who's with me each and every day. You know, as usual, I like to share a scripture, and I finished the book 1 Kings in the Bible. See, God was building a country, and he started with David as the king of Israel, and going through the growing pains of Israel and Israel becoming a country is what that book was about. Being able to shape themselves into the different leaders and rulers of the day. You get to see all the rulers. You get to see Solomon. You get to see David, all the way up to Jehoshaphat. Each and every one of them led the Israelites in different and unique ways. And each and every one of them had the righteousness of God surrounding them each and every time they led the angel armies into battle, as well as the other armies. They continued to believe in God and what he did for each and every one of them. You know, Easter was last weekend, and I hope each and every one of you went to an Easter service. It reminds me that God created each and every one of us, but what's even amazinger is that God created the heavens and the earth, but he saw that he couldn't live with us in heaven unless we truly believe that Jesus is Lord, and that he is Lord of heaven and earth, and that he has come and he has risen from the grave so that we may call God and say, I will see you in heaven, so we can write our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that is what Easter is all about. It's not about the Easter eggs. It's not about the getting to celebrate the Sunday brunch. No. Easter is about spending time with the people that are going to be in heaven someday. It is reminding us as sinners that the day we were all resurrected is the day that we get to all go to heaven. And we all get to see Jesus, God, and all the prophets and disciples who walked with Jesus. Look back on what all Jesus and God have created. Be glad and joyful for whatever situation God has put you in. This is my tip to each and every one of you. Say one thing in the mirror that you are grateful he created for you and in you. And that'll be it for me tonight. I wanted to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast and getting to share 10 to 20 minutes with me. I really enjoy getting to talk to each and every one of you. And please tell your friends and family about this podcast. If you feel like some people around you are talking about something and you think they need this word on creating, then share this podcast with them. Tell them about it. Tell them to download the podcast. Tell them to download it on Spotify or wherever else they get their podcasts. It's on all the podcast software. So thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.